The population count of the U.S., 308.7 million people. The closely watched 2010 census shows the country's population growth dropping to the lowest level in seven decades. Steady migration to the South and West will be a boon to Republicans. They're picking up new House seats. But we want to know about how Census was able to pull this off. Census Director Dr. Robert Groves joins us now to explain how all of this worked, what they've learned, and where things go from here. Dr. Groves, it is a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, I got to say, it must feel like the day after a wedding or something, because you finally got this taken care of. You've released the results. You must want to just kick back and breathe for a minute.
Well, you know, this is the culmination of millions of person hours by the great statisticians and staff members at the Census Bureau. So, indeed, it is a few days of celebration before we get back to work, I'm sure.
Yeah, so what is next now? I mean, what does the census do the day after? It seems like a long time till the next one, 10 years, but it's really not that long, is it?
Well, we have a lot more to do on this census. Starting in February and March, we'll release state by state the very fine small area data down to the block level that allows each state to redistrict themselves. This is a big deliverable we have over the next few months, and that will begin a whole lot of activities in all the 50 states that will last for several months.
Meanwhile, we were just having a debate yesterday morning here on the Federal Drive, Tom and I were, talking about how the count is done, how you're able to pull this off. Now, I've always thought you actually physically go out and go one, two, three, you know, you count the noses. Tom believes there's got to be some sort of process of extrapolation, otherwise we'd still be counting people. How is this done?
Well, under a Supreme Court ruling in the late 90s, you win the debate. We actually do count everyone one by one, and there's no statistical sampling that's involved in the counting. This is an interpretation of the constitutional mandate to do an actual enumeration of the population each 10 years. So we do indeed count everyone, and that's one of the reasons that it's such a costly enterprise. This was an expensive census, but it was one that we did with the goal in mind that everyone is counted once and only once and in the right place.
Because I'm aware that there are people who believe that you can get an accurate count by extrapolation, and also that Congress would hear nothing about that. And I was just wondering, you know, is there any legitimate way that some last final block could be done that way? But you're saying absolutely not. Everybody was literally counted.
Well, we have to separate what is lawful under the current legal constraints that the Census Bureau operates under versus what's statistically the best way to do things. So I remind us that almost every other piece of statistical information that the country has is based on sample surveys, statistical sample surveys. So we rely on them for key decisions. Almost every other thing we know about the economy and the society involves that statistical step. But for the given the constitutional grounding of the census, that has been barred as use by the Supreme Court.
We are talking with Census Director Dr. Robert Groves. And I wondered also about the preparation for 2020. Is that starting already? Is it too early for that? There's, I know, a special little window that you have to hit when you're talking about a big count like this one, because you still have numbers that are going to be coming out in February and March. Have you not been able to look toward 2020 yet?
Well, we're looking toward 2020, actually, with a small but very energetic group, and there are various watchwords, principles that we're acting on. One is, this has got to be the decade where we, given the budget situation of the country, where we try to find the most cost-efficient way to measure the population that we can find. And so that's one watchword. And one way of doing that is by taking advantage of the infrastructure that exists at the Census Bureau for other measuring devices. We will have an internet option for 2020 that will help some, but it won't be a panacea for getting return rates way up. The biggest cost of the census has to do with the human resources we use to follow up those who do not respond initially. So we're targeting that as a chief focus. We're trying to be smarter on software development by integrating our software development into other activities so that when we finally come to 2020, we're not using a piece of software that's been developed only once and we're using it for the first time. It's gone through a lot of debugging phases in production environments.
And I want to put out a hypothesis, and you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong based on your experience, and that is that the people who now return the forms in paper that do what they are asked to do would probably be the same people that might use the internet. And the people that don't return a form that you have to go out and count probably wouldn't use the internet either. And so that human counting effort would not be reduced in 2010.
Well, your hypothesis is supported by the experience of other countries on this. It looks like the internet helps a little in terms of bringing in people who are hard to reach, but it doesn't increase the response rate in a major way. It does offer other advantages, though, since the data are processed immediately. You get some savings, cost savings, on the back end of the process, and that's desirable. And also, it looks like the quality of the data is a little higher on the internet. So those two things are good, but we're going to need multiple methods for 2020 that fit the lifestyles of the diverse population that we're becoming increasingly.
Now, you came into the process of the 2010 count fairly late in the whole string of events and within the 10-year cycle, and it's likely you won't be the census director for the 2020 count. So what advice would you have outside of the technology, just in managing something this big, what advice would you have for your successor?
Well, the Census Bureau is a very big organization, and the changes we're trying to make now are to address the various the typical silo issues in a large organization to get the different groups within the organization working together. We are a very, very talented organization when you look across all of the groups, and we could be even more efficient if those groups work together with common goals. So that's where we're targeting all of the innovation changes that we're making in the census.
Dr. Robert Groves is director of the Census Bureau. First of all, congratulations, and we thank you very much for joining us.
I'm happy to accept your congratulations on behalf of all my colleagues at the Census Bureau.
And you can hear this interview again and learn more about this year's count. Just go to federalnewsradio.com.
I still have to say, I feel like he must have the weight of the world off of his shoulders, at least for the next, week or so.
I imagine he slept in maybe another half hour today.